The competition to get into the best public schools in New York City is fierce, and it starts early. For a spot in one of the coveted gifted and talented programs, kids as young as 4 years old have to take an entrance exam. And like any other standardized test, there is a test prep industry that has grown up around it. Reporter Will Huntsbury takes a look inside one test prep center that helps preschoolers get ready for the G&T tests.
The waiting room of Bright Kids NYC could almost be mistaken for a pediatrician's office. Lots of parents on iPads, lots of little kids playing with toy cars. But this isn't a doctor's office. It's a place where four-year-olds learn how to take tests.
Is there a Ryan Frank here?
Kids get called back and led down a narrow hallway where they work with tutors in tiny evaluation rooms.
My name is Oscar. I'm four.
Oscar Ripley's hair hangs around his face while he looks at the screen of an iPad with his tutor, Justin Sulsky.
So I'm going to read you some problems.
Hi. Oscar is looking at a series of colorful shapes on the screen, but one of the shapes is missing. His job is to figure out what shape goes in the blank and complete the pattern.
Okay, so see if you can do number four on your own.
I can't.
He's been at it for about 20 minutes and is asking for a break.
Try your best to do it.
But I do know.
I think you do know.
Oscar stares at the four choices on the screen and taps one.
Number three. Good job, Oscar.
His parents paid $1,200 for him to take part in this test prep boot camp, as Bright Kids call it. His parents call it game camp because they don't want him to think it has anything to do with testing. The city started giving a standardized test that would decide who is gifted in 2007. Since then, test prep centers like Bright Kids have been growing exponentially, and it's not hard to understand why. Parents feel like tutoring is a must for their kids to compete for a slot in a gifted program.
It's a lot of money, and there's no guarantees.
That's Oscar's mom, Meg.
He's just turned 4 years old. The concept in itself is ridiculous. In any other case, I would have laughed at myself, only here we are. And it's just wanting to give him the best possible chance.
Meg isn't the only one who considers herself a captive consumer. Kirsten Cullen Sharma is a child neuropsychologist at New York University who says the city's test basically forces parents, at least the ones who can afford it, to do test prep. But it comes at a cost.
So it can be too much for some children to have that pressure of testing. All those extra hours per week, all the extra studying, the extra demands, the extra expectations from parents.
Back in Oscar's tutoring session, Justin is having a hard time even getting Oscar to guess an answer, which is an important test-taking strategy.
Whenever you play these games, there's always going to be an answer. So we only have two more questions, and then I'll give you your promise break. So for number five, what goes in the empty box?
I don't know.
So do you want to skip this one?
Instead of showing off his test-taking powers, Oscar would rather show off his creativity, something the test doesn't really account for.
I have eyes everywhere. I have eyes here, and I have eyes here.
As he points all over his body, Justin tries some kid logic to get him back on track.
That's great that you have so many eyes, because to do these activities, you need to have many, many eyes, because you need to look at color and shape.
You know what? You can't even see my eyes because they're inside my blood.
Okay. Let's answer number six, and then answer number five, and then we're going to take a break.
Test prep like this actually dilutes the process for figuring out who is gifted, says Cullen Sharma, the neuropsychologist.
What we know is by doing a lot of test prep and not just having every kid take the test once, you're not getting a real genuine idea of the child's innate abilities.
It's also worried Oscar's mom.
You know, it's hard not to have apprehensions that what if, you know, he does great on the test, gets a spot, and then starts to either feel the pressure and be miserable or feel the pressure and start not to do well.
Almost everyone who does test prep like Oscar's does well, at least on the test. Last year at Bright Kids, 90% of those who did the boot camp qualified for a gifted program. 34% scored in the 99th percentile. On test day, Oscar's parents wait for him in an auditorium at a Brooklyn elementary school. The room is crowded with other parents and children running around. Meg waits with her husband Steve as kids start to trickle out of the test.
Oscar!
Hey, buddy.
Was it good?
How do you feel you did?
I did some puzzles.
Oscar doesn't answer many of his parents' questions and runs off to play with the other children.
I think he looks okay. I mean, he smiled and he said good. I don't know, he does look like he's tired. He seems good. He seems good, you know.
After a three-month wait, Oscar finally got his scores back, and Bright Kids seems to have worked. He scored in the 94th percentile and was offered a seat at a district-gifted program. But after all that, his parents decided they liked his neighborhood school better and chose to send Oscar there instead. For WNYC, I'm Will Hunsberry.